Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The Council of Community Services requests $100,000 in 1% funding due to the increase in the number of people they are servicing. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Executive Director of the Council of Community Services, Michael Scott, told the Gillette City Council their request for 1% funds this year increased due to the substantial increase in the number of people they are serving and the length of their stay. Scott told the council even though they are servicing more people, their funding hasn't increased but has decreased from the previous year. Last year, the city council only awarded $26,000 of the $80,000 they requested. According to their application submitted to the council, they have held off requesting more money for the last few years due to the increasing needs in all their programs, coupled with an increasing cost of operation. They were seeking extra funding to fill in the gaps. Scott said currently there are 35 people staying at the way station, including 7 kids and 2 pets. She added the lack of affordable housing, including rentals in Gillette, has made the need even greater. Many of their clients have seen large increases in their rental rates, putting further strain on their fixed income. The month of March had a record number of people served, with 927 nights of shelter to 75 clients, including 9 children. The second reason for the increase is what Scott described as a duplication of services in Campbell County. The biggest funding change they have experienced this year is in their food programs. She said they've worked with Feeding America in past years, which enables them to go to local grocery stores and pick up food. The food has been distributed around many other agencies in Campbell County this year, decreasing the amount they have access to. Scott said last year they were getting $23,000 a month for food, and it's now decreased to $17,000, which is problematic due to the increased cost of goods due to inflation. Scott ended her presentation by thanking the council for all the money they have received in the past. Their Empty Bowl fundraiser, which is their largest fundraising event of the year, will be held on Friday, May 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the Gillette College Pronghorn Center. Psychiatrist Dr. Gilbert Smith joined CCH Behavioral Health Services. Dr. Gilbert Smith, D.O., originally from Philadelphia, joined Campbell County Behavioral Health Services this week. With an extensive background in childhood psychiatry and substance abuse management, Dr. Smith brings CCH a much-needed role in supporting our community's mental health, according to the press release from CCH. Dr. Smith said, "I wanted to go back to rural healthcare because I saw there was such a need for mental health professionals in rural areas, especially in adolescence. The need for mental health service providers in Northeast Wyoming is considerable," said CCH CEO Matt Shahan. Dr. Smith's arrival is one step towards how CCH is meeting our community's growing and evolving needs. Dr. Smith will begin seeing patients on May 1st, 2023. Prospective patients can schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith by calling Behavioral Health Services at 688-5000. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.